Good morning and welcome to your Damascus Daily Prayer Lab. My name is Sheila and I am a missionary at Damascus, where we are working to awaken, empower, and equip a generation to live the adventure of the Catholic faith. Today, we're going to be reflecting on a reading from the Gospel of Mark. This is Mark chapter 12, verses 18 through 27. Some Sadducees, who say there is no resurrection, came to Jesus and put this question to him, saying, "Teacher, Moses wrote for us, 'If someone's brother dies, leaving a wife but no child, his brother must take the wife and raise up descendants for his brother.' Now there were seven brothers. The first married a woman and died, leaving no descendants. So the second brother married her and died, leaving no descendants, and the third likewise. And the seven left no descendants. Last of all, the woman also died. At the resurrection, when they arise, whose wife will she be? For all seven had been married to her." Jesus said to them, "Are you not misled, because you do not know the scriptures or the power of God? When they rise from the dead, they neither marry nor are given in marriage, but they are like the angels in heaven. As for the dead being raised, have you not read in the book of Moses, in the passage about the bush, how God told him, 'I am the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob. He is not God of the dead, but of the living.' You are greatly misled." So these Sadducees are coming to Jesus with this question to test him. And Jesus gives it back to them in no uncertain terms, telling them that they are greatly misled. And the reason, he says, is because they do not know the scriptures or the power of God. Now that's interesting because it does sound like they know something of the scriptures. They're quoting Moses to him. They're quoting the Old Testament, the Pentateuch. And it sounds like they're very knowledgeable. They're drawing these conclusions from the words themselves. And yet Jesus is saying to them, they are greatly misled, that they do not know the scriptures. And what he's speaking to is a different kind of knowing than simply a legalistic literal interpretation of words, of any kind of written document. Because he's speaking to the scriptures, which are the living word of God. And if we get that wrong, if we think that scripture is something that is just a set of words, a description of something that was written down by an ancient author thousands of years ago, and that's given to us for us to figure out and make the most of, we're missing out on what power is truly within the Word of God. The Word of God that He has given to us and revealed to us, revealed Himself through, and through which He still communicates to us. In Hebrews it says, the Word of God is living and effective. And Jesus comes to reveal to us that He, in fact, is the Word of God. And that when we encounter the Word that He has given us, we are truly encountering Him, and He is truly speaking through this divinely inspired scripture that is given to us, not simply as a record of things from long ago, but something that is given for our upbuilding and our understanding and our deeper knowledge of Him. The knowing of scripture that he's speaking to here is not simply knowing about scripture, knowing the words, but it's knowing the word. It's knowing him. When we send off our campers from Damascus, we give them a prayer dare. We dare them to pray with scripture every day for a whole year and ongoing for the rest of their lives, but to start with a year. And it's amazing to hear from the kids who actually do it, and who come to know Jesus. It's evident that they haven't simply just memorized a lot of things about the faith and about the Bible and about Christian history, but they understand that God has spoken to them, that He is still speaking to them, that He is active in their lives and in these moments of history right now, and that they can come to encounter Him in the Mass and in the sacraments and in all of the elements of our Christian life, that He is working through all of that is cultivated more deeply through their knowledge of Scripture, through their knowledge of His Word, through coming to listen to Him. And in that way, they're less vulnerable to other voices that come in, the voices of the world, the voices of the evil one who want to twist God's words, who want to make us question what God has spoken in the same way that the evil one made Eve question in the garden. When we come to know God, when we come to know His Word, we are able to come to a deeper, more fruitful, intimate union with Him. And that is ultimately His desire for us. Again, this has been a reflection on the Gospel of Mark. My name is Sheila, and to learn more about Damascus and the programs and events we offer here, please visit us at damascus.net. Thank you, and God bless.